Hey, this is Sophia from CNET, here with the latest tech news. Amazon's refusal to release more details about coronavirus cases and deaths has become the latest battlefront in an ongoing dispute between Amazon's leadership and its employees, backed by activist groups and unions. The situation is already sowing more distrust among Amazon's workforce, which isn't unionized in the United States. Many more employees are already protesting against Amazon's health and safety response to the virus and criticizing its decision to roll back hazard pay and unlimited unpaid time off during the pandemic. More employees may be fearful to come to work, slowing Amazon's ability to run its business and get packages to its millions of customers. In a worst-case scenario, this lack of broader information could potentially help spread the virus. Amazon isn't the only company facing this problem. This is a global pandemic, after all, driven by a virus that's killed more than 100,000 Americans. And while Amazon has faced a large amount of scrutiny and criticism for its virus response over the past few months, its position on releasing those statistics doesn't appear to be unique. Walmart, Target, Instacart, and CVS all said in statements to CNET that they don't release nationwide numbers either. Last week, The New York Times wrote about meat producers, including Smithfield's, refusing to do so too. Several of these companies cited privacy concerns, and others said that these numbers could easily be misinterpreted. Four Democratic U.S. senators have called on Walmart to release its statistics. Meanwhile, Kroger, Domino's, Walgreens, McDonald's, Costco, Dollar General, and Dollar Tree didn't respond to a request for comment from CNET about whether they release these statistics. Still, the fact that many major companies won't disclose these numbers or won't respond to a reporter's question about them likely offers no comfort to Amazon workers, who may feel that they're risking their life to fulfill customer orders. Amazon spokesperson Lisa Lewandowski said that warehouse rates of infection vary almost entirely based on the communities of which the associates live. She added that rates are at or below the community spread in nearly all its facilities. A Walmart spokesman said his company rates of infection are also generally below community rates. This general trend offers some evidence that both companies' efforts to keep workplaces clean have had a positive effect. Asked why the company wouldn't release the numbers with these adjustments included, Amazon said it would be incredibly difficult to summarize all these factors and caveats in an easily digestible text message to employees or website for the general public. That being said, Amazon added that it will release the numbers if it's legally required to do so, but said it would be inappropriate to share that otherwise. Without Amazon providing these statistics, employees have taken it upon themselves to put together the company's text messages and robocalls to come up with a total number. The figures most recently cited are over 1,000 cases nationwide and 9 deaths. Reports on worker deaths have been piecemeal, with news stories surfacing every so often to announce a new fatality, often after workers are informed. Amazon is the second largest private employer in America and has over 500,000 employees in the country. A separate effort by United for Respect, a nonprofit founded by UFCW, reported 805 coronavirus cases and 22 deaths among Walmart employees. Walmart is the largest private employer in the U.S. and has over 1.5 million employees in the country. Walmart emphasized its work to keep customers and workers safe, saying it installed plexiglass screens, provides masks and gloves to workers, and thoroughly cleans its facilities. Amazon said it's provided over 100 million masks, 48 million ounces of hand sanitizer, and 34 million gloves to its workers, and added over 2,000 hand washing stations in its facilities. As part of its $4 billion effort to combat the virus, Amazon is developing its own coronavirus testing capabilities. All this work should help cut down on new infections and reduce the chances Amazon warehouses will become hotspots for the virus. For more of the latest tech news, visit CNET.com.